Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Dead Man's Fancy by Keith McCafferty, narrated by Rick Holmes. The author opens with two quotes. The first is from Margaret Atwood's The Blind Assassin. All stories are about wolves, all worth repeating, that is. Anything else is sentimental drivel. The second quote is from Jodi Picoult's My Sister's Keeper. If you have a sister and she dies, do you stop saying you have one? Or are you always a sister, even when the other half of the equation is gone? And now, Dead Man's Fancy.
Chapter 1, Where the Trees Grow Close Together. At the sound, Martha Ettinger glanced from the trail, the brim of her hat rising to uncover the early stars. In the foredistance loomed the indigo silhouette of Papoose Mountain. Crooked fingers of pines groped toward the peaks, and it was from one of those forests that the howl had risen. A deep, sustained note, haunted by a higher harmonic that now stirred to song other voices. The lament of the pack dying away to leave her in silence, feeling the beating of her heart. "What was that, Marth? What do you think it was?" She touched Petal's ribs and pulled alongside her deputy's mount, a gelded chestnut walker that had her Appaloosa by four hands. "I thought I heard wolves." "In the Madison Valley? What are the odds?" "Actually, they're pretty fair. You listen to the ranchers bellyaching." Ettinger switched off her headlamp. "It's called irony, Walt. Of course there are wolves in Montana. Anybody who has ears can tell you that." "Well, I never heard one before."